Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, there's been thousands and thousands of failed medical theories every century since the beginning of written history back 5, 6, 7, 8,000 years ago. And certainly the 20th century and the 21st century are no different. We've had thousands of failed medical theories. One of the big ones, of course, not the biggest one, but one of the big ones is cardiovascular disease being almost totally given responsibility to saturated fats and cholesterol. Well, it turns out that the culture on Earth that has the fewest cardiovascular events, no heart attacks, no strokes, are the Inuit Eskimos above the Arctic Circle, and 98% of the traditional diet above the Arctic Circle is red meat and saturated fat. They eat whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat and walrus blubber, seal meat and seal blubber, bear meat and bear fat. The Inuit Eskimos do not eat vegetables. They do not eat fruit. They do not eat nuts and grain. And their cholesterol is run from, their blood cholesterol is run from 350 to 500, and yet they have the smallest cardiovascular disease rate of any culture on Earth. Now, when you understand what's going on here, you'll recognize that that's quite a perfect observation. I mean, there's literally dozens of surveys and research studies, autopsies done on these Inuit Eskimos. And they just don't get cardiovascular disease. It's not a genetic thing. They come down into the lower 48 and eat like we do. Guess what? They get cardiovascular disease. And yet this saturated fat and cholesterol has been so demonized that everybody was willing to give them up and take cholesterol-lowering drugs. And what do we get for it? Well, that's the number three cause of death in Americans is cardiovascular disease. Number one cause of death, of course, is physicians. Well, none of the cardiovascular diseases of any kind are due to saturated fat or cholesterol. Congestive heart failure, we've known for 300 years, is due to a deficiency of a single vitamin. It was discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon 300 years ago. Cardiomyopathy, heart disease, and I'm an expert on that. I've done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of cardiomyopathy, heart disease, and published in English and Chinese. And cardiomyopathy, heart disease, is caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. And then there's coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease is not caused by cholesterol and saturated fat. Coronary artery disease, and I said this in 1971, everybody laughed at me, but everybody knows I was correct back then. Coronary artery disease is caused by inflammation. Eating foods that cause inflammation in the lining of the arteries, including fried foods, processed meats with nitrates, including deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, also oils cause inflammation that causes coronary artery disease and vascular disease in the brain and eye and kidney. And the inflammation is caused, again, by oils as well as fried foods and processed meats. And oils include olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oil. Well, my doctor said they're good for me. Well, we'll give your doctor the benefit of the doubt and just assume he or she is ignorant. Okay, and then, of course, another source of inflammatory foods is gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Not an allergy to these grains, but an intolerance, and they are very inflammatory, resulting in the lining of these arteries producing scar tissue, which slowly begins to clog the arteries, not cholesterol or saturated fat. Then there's thrombotic stroke, where you get a blood clot in a brain artery, and then there's coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in a coronary artery at the heart. You can get pulmonary embolism, which you get a blood clot in the lungs, and then you get deep vein thrombosis where you get a blood clot in your legs. These things are actually not caused by cholesterol or saturated fat. They're, in fact, a a deficiency of omega-3s or ratio problem between omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, and this is one of my 8 lawsuits against the FDA and federal court. And it's one of those things where they're so far off, it's just unbelievable. Okay? Now, vascular dementia, of course, is caused by clogging the arteries in the brain. Okay, again, nothing to do with cholesterol or saturated fat. It all has to do with an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency and also inflammatory foods. You can have both at the same time. Well, in February 2012, and remember, I published this in 1971. It's in my book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, my book, Rare Earths of Incures, and my book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. These three books go through all the cardiovascular diseases and show clearly what causes them, none of the causes are cholesterol or saturated fat. Well, the FDA, in February of 2012, sent an email to every doctor in America, licensed doctor in America, saying, look, stop writing prescriptions for statin drugs to your patient. They named some of them, Lipitor, Zocor, Mevacor, and Crestor. Stop writing these prescriptions and stop telling your patients to get on cholesterol-restricted diets. Okay, because they increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%. And then June of that same year, 2012, in Science News, there was a big headline in the lead article which said, good cholesterol, not so beneficial. Now, doctors are telling you that's it. That is the very basis of your life is good cholesterol. You have to have a higher percentage of good cholesterol of your total cholesterol than the bad cholesterol, HDL, high-density lipoprotein. Well, the subtitle said, high levels of HDL, the good cholesterol, do not reduce your risk of heart attacks. That's because cholesterol has nothing to do with heart attacks. Again, I urge you to get a hold of the book Epigenetics, the book Rare Earths Been Cured, the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Get our healthy brain and heart pack, stay away from the bad stuff, and you can go a long way to preventing cardiovascular disease in yourself and people you love. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor show with Dr. Joel Wallach. Just speak to Dr. Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go and start out in California with Joshua. Joshua, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. This is Joshua. And
yes, sir.
And I have a business partner who's 5 months pregnant and went to the doctor recently and said that her baby had hydrocephalus, fluid on one side of the brain, mild to medium, it was diagnosed. So she's been on our products for some time now, and I'm wondering, is there anything that you can comfort her with, or anything that she can do at this point?
Okay, and you say she's 5 months along?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's several possible reasons why a baby would have hydrocephalus. Certainly it's not a genetic thing. Do you know when she started the Youngevity products? Was it prior to conception, or was it
I don't think it was prior to conception.
Yeah.
She's on selenium, EFAs, mm-hmm. calcium, Z radicals, and
sure.
watermelon. Yes.
I got you. Yep.
Okay.
And of course, yeah, these things can be caused by vitamin A deficiencies early in pregnancy, in the first couple of weeks of pregnancy. They can be caused by zinc deficiency. They can be caused by fatty acid deficiencies and so forth. And where along the line these things are reversible in pregnancy, where they stop being reversible, I don't know the exact where the line is drawn. But certainly there's an early stage at which these things are reversible. And then after the baby's born, there's a very simple way to deal with this. They put a little shunt in, a little sort of a plastic tube into the ventricles of the brain, which might not have an outlet or an outlet that's too small to keep the pressure down where it's supposed to be. And they let this drain into their jugular vein or into their body cavity, which then absorbs it and makes it part of the body fluids. And so on both ends, there's things you can do here. And so obviously what we're going to do for the mother is make sure that she is avoiding all the inflammatory foods, things that's going to further damage the embryo. Absolutely no fried foods in the mother's diet. Absolutely no processed meats or nitrates, nitrites. That means no deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky. And then absolutely no oils. It means no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, salad dressing, cooking oils. And no gluten, no wheat, no barley, round oats. This is to maximize the absorption of essential nutrients. Now, do you know how much the mother weighs at this point?
I'm not certain, but I guess about 130 or 125.
Okay, so she's an average-sized woman. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, not obese or anything like that. And so what I would do is at this point I would give her one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd also get her an extra bottle of selenium, so she could have 3 selenium twice a day, or 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner, whatever's more convenient for her. And then a full dose of each of the products. It'd be half a dose of each of the products, other than the selenium, at breakfast, and the other half of the dose at dinner time. I would also have her take 3 of the de-stress capsules twice a day. That'll be 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the de-stress capsules. And then we have what we call Immortalium. Immortalium actually encourages the function of stem cells, which would be not only in the mother but also in the embryo. And so if you have this encouragement of stem cells, and of course I don't have all the experimental data to prove what I'm saying for hydrocephalus and embryo, but none of these things, including hydrocephalus and embryos, are caused by genetics. They're all nutritional deficiencies of the embryo. And somewhere along the line, you can still get benefit. And so I would encourage stem cells to hope to support and promote maintenance repair of the embryo's brain. And the mother, as you say, 130 pounds or so, I would go ahead and give her 3 of those Immortalium tablets at breakfast and 3 at dinner time, or 2 for breakfast, 2 for lunch, 2 for dinner, whatever is more convenient for her, and that would be 2 bottles a month. And again, it's imperative to stay away from all the bad stuff. And then, of course, as I say, they'll know as soon as that baby is born whether or not they're going to have to install a shunt from the ventricles of the brain into the jugular veins, or they can monitor this with an ultrasound, not x-rays, certainly we don't want x-rays, but a high-resolution ultrasound will be able to monitor the progress of that baby's growth and development, including whether or not you're going to see some resolution of the hydrocephalus or if it stays the same or if it gets worse. And this will, again, can be monitored with a high-resolution ultrasound rather than do radiation. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And let us know how this goes, okay? We'd be very interested in seeing how this goes. Thank you, Joshua.
I sure will. All righty.
Yeah. God bless. Have a great day. Yeah, and this, of course, is one of my favorite subjects, are embryos. We have to kind of take control here. The medical system has failed us. We rank 41st in the world when it comes to live births and first-month survivability of our babies. And when it comes to kids who die under the year of age one from non-cancerous type diseases, in many states in the United States, we are worse than third-world countries when it comes to mortality of these kids from nutritional deficiency. So we really have to work hard here. And when you have a young couple who are getting engaged or going together seriously, they're getting married, instead of giving them a couple hundred dollars, instead of giving them monogram towels, instead of giving them linen sets to start their home, I would give them the 90 cents of nutrients, because you know there's going to be babies coming along. And it'll reduce the risk of having a baby with a challenge. Get them on the 90 cents nutrients before they get pregnant. And we'll save these kids. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were too.
I fired my boss, and I matched my income, and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it, just one less thing to worry about. I have been in 37 other multi-level marketing companies, and it took the 38th one, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains and their getting them off the medication. It's just been so much fun helping people. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people and they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Youngevity. We'll help you all along the way. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to South Carolina on the other coast. And Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. Thanks
yes, sir.
For taking my call.
How can we help you today?
I've got the fellow I wanted to talk to you last week about with the benign tumor with the diagnosis.
Okay.
I'm going to go slow on this so you can pick the words out that are the most important.
Okay.
Diagnosis includes neurofibroma, schwannoma, fibrous histiocytoma, and dermatofibrosarcoma protuberans.
Okay. Now, the dermatosarcosis, or should I say sarcosis or sarcoma?
Sarcoma, dermofibroso,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fibrosarcoma.
Now, when you use the word sarcoma, that talks about a malignancy, okay? Sarcoma means it's malignant. Okay. All the others, the omas, the fibromas, the neurofibromas, those are benign things, and the schwannomas, those are benign. But when you use the word sarcoma, that means it's a malignant thing. So do they now say that there's a malignant tumor as well as a bunch of benign things?
No. The conclusion was that it was benign.
Okay. Well, I'm a little nervous about that dermatosarcoma, because when you use that word sarcoma, that means a malignancy. All the other omas, O-M-A at the end of the word, mean benign tumors. So it could be a combination of both. But you can't have it both ways. You can have a combination of benign tumors and a malignant tumor, but you can't have a benign tumor that has that word sarcoma in it. So there's something wrong with their interpretation or their description, one or the other. Okay? I'm a pretty good pathologist, and I'm very familiar with those things. So anyway, so we need to do a little more work there. How much does this guy weigh?
155.
Okay. Do you know if he has any health challenges, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease?
No.
Okay. And how old is he?
81.
Okay. All right. Well, what we can do for this guy is change his diet, because his diet is the thing that gets him in trouble with all these kind of things. And I'm assuming that some of these are in his skin, and some of them are in his nerves. The schwannomas would be in his nerves, and in called neurofibromatosis and neuromas and all those kind of things. When you have a schwannoma, is it in the brain, or is it in his legs, or where is it at?
Probably more complaint from the legs.
Okay. Okay, very good. That's very useful information. Thank you, sir. Okay. I would, again, get him away from all the bad stuff, any inflammatory things that are going to drive tumors, whether they're benign or cancerous. And you know the drill, Jim. You've been around with us a long time. No fried foods, no processed meats and nitrates, nitrites, no oils, which includes people's favorites, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarine, mayonnaise, sulfur, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. Very important to get rid of all the bad stuff. And then at 155 pounds, I would give him two healthy brain and heart packs per month. And that would be 3 selenium twice a day, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX twice a day, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus as a breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFA as breakfast and dinner. All that would be accomplished by the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then I would also give him the Ocean's Gold. I give them 3 of those tablets twice a day, be 2 bottles a month, and that's for the sea cucumber that's in there. That product was originally designed for the thyroid gland, but the sea cucumber is now legendary for supporting your immune system, which is your best friend when you have any kind of tumors. And then lastly, I would go ahead and also give him the Z radical, Z like zebra, dash, and then the word radical. I'd go ahead and give him 2 ounces a day, 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner, be 2 quarts a month. And the Z radical has, I think, of 3 or 4 super juices in it, and you're getting the antioxidant power of those super juices. But also, it has fucoidin in it. And fucoidin is a substance that comes from a red marine algae from off the shores of Tasmania, a big island on the southeastern shore of Australia. And this stuff actually, again, supports the immune system when you have serious diseases like cancer or benign tumors. And it supports your immune system, so your own immune system can get its arms around the bad guys and deal with them. So let us know how this works for this fella. And also ask him to ask the doctor, what does that word sarcoma mean? Why is that word sarcoma in there with all his various tumors? Thank you, Jim. We'll look forward to hearing from you soon. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's stay on the East Coast and go north out to New York and Lois. Lois, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Okay. How can we help you today?
I have a female, age 69, height 5'6". Weight 214 pounds. She's been dealing with diarrhea for quite some time. She also has diverticulitis. Mucus is in the stool. She gets severe cramping in the middle of the belly. She is a diabetic type 2. Also has cholesterol problems. Had a heart attack in January of 2012. She has no constipation. She has seasonal allergies. Some asthma, she said. She has arthritis. As a matter of fact, she's scheduled for a knee replacement in July. Bone-on-bone arthritis. The cartilage is basically gone. And she's been dealing with shingles off and on for quite some time.
Okay. When you have somebody who has like 8, 10, 12 diseases like this, invariably, particularly when they have asthma, they've got chronic diarrhea, diverticulitis, any of the bowel problems, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, appendicitis, all that kind of stuff. These things are all caused by a gluten intolerance, resulting in malabsorption of nutrients, and therefore they get arthritis, which is a broad-based mineral deficiency. Cramping is caused by mineral deficiencies. And, of course, heart attacks can be caused by mineral deficiencies or deficiencies of various nutrients. Type 2 diabetes is caused by deficiency of a single mineral. We've known that for 70 years. So she's a perfect example of somebody who has a long-term gluten intolerance, and all her brothers and sisters, and if she has any children, her children need to be alerted to this, as well as her siblings, her brothers and sisters, because they will all have gluten intolerance also. It's not a genetic thing, but it is passed on by mothers through their cord blood and their breast milk. And medical doctors would call these genetic diseases, which are sex-linked, in other words, the mothers pass it on kind of thing, but really it's a gluten intolerance. So no fried foods whatsoever, no exceptions, absolutely no processed meats with nitrates, nitrites, absolutely no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam, and then absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, celery, cooking oils. If she can eat canned fish, it's fine, but they must be packed in water, tomato sauce, or mustard, not oils of any kind. And then no gluten, no wheat, no barley, and rye, no oats. Drop dead gluten-free. That includes the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, man, mother-in-law. Anybody living in that house with her has got to be gluten-free. Plus, she's got a weight challenge here. 5'6", I'd like to see a lady weigh 145. So she's 55, 69. She's about close to 70 pounds overweight here for her height. And what I would do is this. I'd give her, since she has type 2 diabetes, I'd give her two of the healthy blood sugar packs per month. Two healthy blood sugar packs per month. That would allow her to have three of the sweeties at breakfast and three sweeties at dinner time. Again, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner. Two scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner. Three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner. All to be accomplished by the two healthy blood sugar packs per month. Then I would also give her the glucogel. I'd give her two large bottles of glucogel so she could have five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner, and that's going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And because she has a history of heart attack, and I don't know which kind, additionally, I would have her throw in two bottles of selenium, three of those twice a day, particularly for the health of the heart muscle, and then D-stress capsules for heart metabolism, three of those twice a day, that's two bottles a month. And call me every couple of weeks. Let me know how her bowels are doing, how her heart's doing, how her diabetes is doing, and her weight ASAP. Copper full under her tongue through this for each meal, and she should lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. We'll be back after these messages.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
back with Let's Play Doctor and Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and the 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And let's go way back out to the West Coast again to California. And Mary Lou, Mary Lou, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Dr. Wallach, I am diabetic.
Okay, type 1 or type 2?
And yes, type 2.
Type 2, okay.
I have arthritis.
Okay.
And I take medicine for blood pressure and my heart. I have atrial fibrillation.
Oh, atrial fibrillation?
Yes.
Okay, now do you have a back problem?
Yes, low back.
Okay, now, atrial fibrillation is actually caused by the back problem. It's not a heart problem, although doctors will run up a $500,000 bill for heart procedures. They'll install pacemakers, defibrillators. They'll do ablations where they actually kill portions of your heart muscle trying to find the piece of the heart muscle that's going crazy, causing palpitations and fast heart rate, which is called AFib. And then when that doesn't work, and none of it works because it's a back problem, not a heart problem, they will eventually do what's called a retroversion, where they electrocute you to death, hoping to reboot your heart rhythm electronically. And that won't work because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. Then they'll do a heart transplant, all of which will run up the bill to about $500,000, and it's a back problem, not a heart problem. Okay. How old are you, Mary Lou?
I am 80.
Okay. And how much have you shrunk in height since you were 20 years old? How tall were you when you were 20?
I've only lost about a half an inch.
Okay. But you shrunk half an inch. Okay. What happens here is when you shrink, you can also have some little bone spurs on your vertebrae and so forth. But when you shrink even a little bit, it puts pressure on the roots of the spinal nerves coming out from between the vertebrae. And the spinal nerves coming out from between T1, 2, 3, and 4, the thoracic vertebrae, 1, 2, 3, and 4, actually control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And when they get pinched even a little bit, they cause the heart to do funny things. Okay, and that's the cause of AFib, not a heart problem. High blood pressure can be due to mineral deficiencies. High blood pressure can be caused by kidney problems. Arthritis, of course, are multiple mineral deficiencies. Type 2 diabetes is multiple mineral deficiencies. And so actually caused by a deficiency of a single mineral, but aggravated by deficiencies of other minerals. So what do you weigh? What do you weigh now, Mary Lou?
Pardon?
How much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
Okay. I weigh 200 pounds.
Okay. And how tall are you?
5 foot.
Okay. Yeah, so at 5 foot, I'd like to see you at 105 pounds. So you may be 90 to 100 pounds overweight, depending on your body structure. And so we got to work on all this. Well, first of all, we got to get rid of the bad stuff that drive all these diseases. Absolutely, and you're diabetic, so you can't have any sugar. That means no dried fruit, no fresh fruit, no fruit juices. Okay, I want you to give up all the fried foods, all the inflammatory things. Absolutely no processed meats with nitrates and nitrates. And if I'm going fast here, Mary Lou, you can look on the website, DocsRecipe.com, DOCSRecipe.com, that's DocsRecipe.com. But no bad foods, no fried food, no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites. It means no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami. Then absolutely no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarine, mayonnaise, salad, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. We have a great gluten-free cookbook, Valerie's gluten-free cookbook. But we also want to remind you that every grocery store now has a gluten-free aisle or two because it's such a common thing and so many people buy gluten-free foods. It's a great profit center for grocery stores. Then, because I believe you have a gluten intolerance, you have high blood pressure, you have arthritis, you have a weight problem, you have type 2 diabetes, you have atrial fibrillation, all this stuff is going on because you're having a difficulty absorbing stuff. So let's look at this. You have 200 pounds. I'd have you take two healthy blood sugar packs per month. And, of course, that would allow you to have three of our Sweeties at breakfast and dinner, 1 ounce of the Osteox Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner. All that will be accomplished by the 2 healthy blood sugar packs per month. As your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication as your doctors instruct you to do. Because you have arthritis and back problems, I want you, which includes secondarily AFib, I'd have you take 2 bottles a month of the glucogel, so you can take 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, and they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And then I would have you take, for the high blood pressure, the Ultimate Daily Tablets. That'll be 3 of those twice a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That will be 1 bottle a month of the Ultimate Daily Tablets. And again, they're designed to support healthy blood pressure. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And lastly, let's deal with the weight. I want you to get 2 bottles of the ASAP, an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. I want you to take a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full of the ASAP under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal, and then a second dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes before each meal. It's going to require 2 bottles a month of the ASAP. And within a couple of days, you're going to begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. At 90 pounds, 90 to 100 pounds we need to have you lose. You can actually look to see that happen if you're very, very diligent about the diet restrictions, the supplement program, and the ASAP. It won't be unusual for you to lose that weight, say 90 to 100 pounds, in anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. 3 to 6 months, you should be able to comfortably lose this. And the nice thing about it is most people, I don't know, the percentage is very high, it's like 90%, never have to have any skin surgery when they need to lose large amounts of weight, because as you slowly, consistently lose this weight, the nutrients actually tighten up the elastic fibers in your skin, and your skin tightens up around your muscle mass as you lose weight. It's an amazing thing. I have just recently, one guy lost 257 pounds in 7 months, and he doesn't have a wrinkle or a saggy, baggy place in his body. He looks like he's always been 155 pounds. He really looks great. Had a couple of days with him this last week, and he's just doing great. And in a couple of years since he's lost all that weight, he hasn't gained one ounce back. And that's the beauty of the system here, Mary Lou. You won't gain any weight back. That's the magic, as long as you stay in the 90 for Life program, okay? Give us a call every couple of weeks. I want to know your weight. I want to know your blood pressure. I want to know your blood sugar levels. And let me know how your heart's doing. Let me know about the arthritis pain. If you want to, you can also get a couple of bottles of the CM cream, which you can apply to your knees and your hips and all that kind of stuff. Bone-to-bone arthritis, very easy to resolve the pain with the CM cream topically. And also with the glucogel, 15 of those a day, they're going to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and bone itself. Okay, now, I want to remind you, if you're going to become a Youngevity associate, actually do the Youngevity business as a business, what I want you to include in your program, of course, in addition to your own personal supplement program, is to get a hold of my CDs. I'd get a hold of the original CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the new one, which is called Public Enemy Number One. It's kind of a 25-year update. It doesn't nullify anything that was on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, but it's an addition with new supportive information to show that I was correct back in 1992 when Dead Doctors Don't Lie came out. So it's Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the CD, and Public Enemy Number One, the CD. And then, of course, the DVD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the new DVD entitled Somebody Needs to Go to Jail. That's self-evident, right? The medical system has failed us terribly. They kill, injure, and infect 15 million patients in their hospitals and clinics every year, and nobody goes to jail, nobody gets an OSHA ticket. No other industry could survive with that kind of record. If a foreign country were to inflict 15 million casualties on Americans, killed, injured, and infected, once, and of course the medical system does it every year, it'd be war. We'd have a declaration of war. Here's one trade that does it every year and nobody raises an eyebrow. And of course, the CDs, the original CD I said, and then the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And of course, the updated version, 25-year update, Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic 3Z Transmission. So those three new tools, Epigenetics, the book, the Death of the Genetic 3Z Transmission, the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the CD, Public Enemy Number One. And these are sort of the add-ons, and it makes a set with the Dead Doctors Don't Lie series, the book, the DVD, and the CD. you'll be amazed. And of course, you can get your name and cell phone number and your email address printed on the label of the CDs. And you loan these out to people and let them listen to it, and everybody gets the same lectures then. And it's very consistent. Anybody can do it, even if you're shy to talk to people. You loan these things out, get people's information, and you get back to them, get your CDs back, and then answer questions they have. And you'll be able to introduce the Youngevity program, the 90 for Life program, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 fatty acids to them, and help to improve their lives. Okay? Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way. And Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go out to Arizona and Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on the air. Can we help you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am 74 years old. I weigh 100 pounds, and I'm about 5'4". And I have been feeling really tired, like no low energy. My eyes have been blurry. I have a hard time sleeping. I tend to have a rash on my face kind of all the time. I have a lot of skin tags, too. So those are some of my problems.
Okay. Now, this rash on your face, is it primarily on your cheeks and your nose or on the side of your face or where?
Like the side of my cheek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with rosacea? Would a dermatologist call this rosacea?
Well, I had what was called psoriasis years ago, but it doesn't seem like that right now. It's just that my skin is never really clear. It's just always
kind of pink or red or kind of razor rough.
It's not really rough, just a little bit, but it's just mostly a red color, and it doesn't look.
Yeah, that's called rosacea. All right. Now, do you have any other issues? Have you had asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, have you ever had any bowel problems, any constipation or diarrhea?
Oh, yeah. I have had problems with constipation. Mm-hmm. And I usually have to take something or it gets too behind.
Sure. Do you have children?
I've had 10 children.
Okay. So you know about kids. Do any of your children have any asthma or appendicitis or rosacea like you have, anything like that?
No. Two or three of my grandchildren have had appendicitis.
Okay. Now, are these grandchildren to your daughters or your daughters-in-law?
Yes.
To your daughters.
My daughters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you've passed this. You have a gluten intolerance is your basic problem here. You can't absorb nutrients sufficiently, and psoriasis and rosacea is caused by nutritional deficiency of certain nutrients. Diarrhea is certainly caused by deficiency of nutrients, and the gluten intolerance will actually cause a loss of surface area in your intestines, resulting in a reduced efficiency of absorption. So a lot of what you eat comes out the other end because you can't absorb it. Vision problems, of course, are caused by, you know, foggy vision stuff are caused by nutritional deficiencies, and low energy is caused by nutritional deficiencies. Even if you're taking in plenty of calories from either carbohydrates or fats or proteins, if you don't have all the raw materials to convert that raw energy into metabolic energy inside your cells because you don't have all these nutrients because you can't absorb them because you have a gluten intolerance, you've lost some of the lining of your intestines, this all begins to make sense, especially since you find it in your grandchildren from your daughters and so on. So your daughters and your sons need to be warned. Your granddaughters and your grandsons need to be warned. And if you have any brothers and sisters, if you have living siblings, they need to be warned because they all have it. Your mother passed it on to each of you. Okay, it's kind of a woman's thing that gets passed on. It's not genetic, but it is passed on through cord blood and breast milk. So what I would do at 100 pounds, I'd have you take well, first of all, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. That means no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. You can have baked sweet potatoes with butter. You can have rice. You can have that kind of stuff. Maybe beans, but certainly I would not take in any wheat, barley, rye, or oats. No oatmeal for breakfast, no cereals, that kind of stuff. Then I would take in one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's one per 100 pounds of body weight. So at 100 pounds of body weight, you should have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I would also get an extra bottle of the selenium, so you can have three of those twice a day or two, three times a day, a total of six a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner. You could take 1 ounce of the OstraX Plus a day, and I'd cut it in half. And then take a half of all dose of all the other stuff and call me every 2 weeks. Let me know how your skin is doing, your energy is doing, your sleep is doing, your constipation or diarrhea is doing. And we'll be back. Thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-10.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.